Shark Week is underway this week, and it is every single year. They have to come up with new, fun ways to engage the audience.
Say, how many seasons have we had, or you know, how many specials have we had about Shark Week? They do have to come up with new creative things because they're probably running out of ideas.
It's got to be like decades now.
Right.
So, Migs, you decided that you want to put us to the test when it comes to Shark Week.
Yes. I figured it's time to see if you guys can fin it to win it.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I'll take it back.
All right. Rewind that. Edit that part out. With Shark Week or not. So I found some real Shark Week shows that have aired this week or are airing this week. And I've mixed in some fake ones. And I want to see if you guys can figure it out. I feel like Danny might be in a slight advantage, as we learned a couple of days ago, that Danny has somehow become a fan of Shark Week unintentionally.
Which is so funny considering he's terrified of open water and the things that live in it. So he's just like feeding his nightmares?
But he's sitting on his couch, so he doesn't have to worry about it. It's not like he's sitting in the ocean watching Shark Week.
Yeah, to be fair, I haven't watched it since, so.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. So maybe
the trauma.
So maybe you're not at a disadvantage, Taryn Daly. Yeah. All right, first one. Let's just see if you guys can figure out if this is real or not and happened on Shark Week. Dancing with the Sharks. Host Tom Bergeron teams with expert divers and sharks, hammerheads, tigers, and nurse sharks in a choreographed underwater dance competition. Do you think it happened, Taryn?
Absolutely not.
All right, Danny, what do you think?
I'm going to go with, it sounds so ridiculous, yes.
Danny is correct.
What is Tom Bergeron doing these days besides dancing with sharks?
I mean, that's his thing now. He's just the dancing guy.
That is, can you imagine getting that phone call? Like, here, this is the pitch.
Hear me out.
Dancing with sharks. What?
You know what? I feel like Tom Bergeron's at the point in his career, he's just like, just tell me how much you're paying me.
Anything for a paycheck.
I'll say yes or no depending on how many zeros are on that paycheck.
Yes.
All right, next one. This one's called Shark Tanked. Booze and Bites Below. A team of mixologists and marine scientists throw an underwater cocktail party submerged in a tiki bar to test how sharks will react to different scents and vibrations.
Ooh. Oh, you had me at vibrations.
What do you think?
I'm going to say sure. Yeah, let's.
Danny, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with no.
Taryn Daly, you are correct.
Yes.
What?
Actually, I lied.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
Oh, no. I'm bad at this.
So far, so bad. Mm. Next one. Great white shark. Great white sex battle.
Oh, what?
In a first, male and female great white sharks in New Zealand face off in challenges to determine which sex dominates the food chain.
Ooh, I'm going to say that is a real show.
I'll go with real as well.
You are both correct.
Yeah.
Actually happened on Monday. So if you want to go back, I'm sure it's on demand.
Oh, yeah.
You can check it out. All right. How about this one with the greatest title ever? Chumageddon, the spill that fed the sea. A rogue fishing vessel dumps 10 tons of chum in open waters, triggering the largest documented gathering of sharks since 1974.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
No, it's not. That's not a thing.
Danny, you are correct. See, Danny knows some shark shows.
Chumageddon.
All right, one last one. Shark Revolution.
Oh, God.
They team up a couple of sharks to see which one can dance underwater better.
No.
No.
Okay, good. I was just checking to see how stupid you guys are. You passed the test.